חידוש. מצווה סביוס האומר, לגמור את זה מנוחס, אבל זה מצווה לספור בלילה, משום תמימויס. תמימויס תהיה, שביה מצווה לספור בלילה. זאת אומרת, ציב, אין הימק שאלה, היא יצא קצת שאלה על זה. מצווה למין ליום, מצווה למין לשבועס. היום, אם we count at night, not only stam at night, להלוך עצבות, you should count at the beginning of the night, the earlier the better, and that's why we're safer before Aleinu, because of Tmimois. So Frekten had said, how come in the mitzvah, Liminois Shvois, we count at the end of the week? How come the din of Tmimois is only by the Yomim, and not by the Shvois? Count at the beginning of the week. Mishim Tmimois, it should be told them, count at the beginning. That's the kasha of the Netziv. And the Netziv, he tries to work out, in the mitzvah, Sviya Sarma says twice, once in Parshas Emor, once in Parshas Re'eh, and only one place it says Tmimois. So he wants to make Cheshbonis, maybe one Pasuk is for Yomim, one Pasuk is for Shavuos. He tries to work out Cheshbonis, that the Pasuk of Tmimois is only by the Afusa of Yomim. And by the place we learn out Shavuos, it doesn't say Tmimois, it's an Arichas there to work it out with the Rishonim. However, in this week's Parashas Bahar, we have another mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of minyan, Sfartem Lochem, the minyan of Shmitim and Yoivnis. That mitzvah is not on the Yochid, it's a din in Bezdin, that Bizman Shai Yoivel Loyeg, Bezdin counts the years. The years of Yoivel, 49, and Shmitim. Is it a mitzvah or not? It's a machlokes rishonim. Places in Ksubas has it said that it's not a mitzvah. It only means that Bezdin, because Sefarta means Bezdin has to keep the cheshbon. Torah is telling Bezdin that they should keep the cheshbon to know when Shmit is, when Yoivim is. However, many rishonim learn it's a mitzvah. The Rambam passes it's a mitzvah. By mitzvahs, Shmit the Yoivim, that's the question. First year did. Is the mitzvah to count at the beginning of the year? The first year of the 49. Or not during the year? Is there a mitzvah to do it? So the Minchas Chinuch, says, doesn't say Tmimas over here. Doesn't say Tmimas. So he says over here, you don't have a din of Tmimas. Be'etzim, you can count the whole year except Zerizim Makdimim. Mishum Zerizim Makdimim, you should do it at the beginning of the year. So says the Minchas Chinuch. Doesn't mean the night or the day, I'll leave it up to you. Is there a reason at night or just in the day? It's Afro, maybe it's not. But I call upon him as follows. I saw in two Rishonim, the Ravid and Teres Koinim. In this week's Parashat Bahar, the Ravid holds it's a mitzvah. The Ravid says that the mitzvah was the best din, and they made a brocha. He even says the brocha, Limnos Shnois Hashmita. And the Loshon Ravid is, that Bezdin would count the beginning of the year, Kiderech Shemoinim, Betchilas HaLayla, by Tzvius HaOinim. Doesn't state in the Ravid. The foolish in the Ravid, that by the Minyan HaShmita V'Yovel, you count at the beginning, but and not Mishum Zerizim. Not Mishum Zerizim. He says, just like by Tzvius HaOinim, Yemoinim Betchilas HaLayla, so too by the Minyan of the Shonim is the beginning of the year. That's one Rishon. The second one is the Ramban in Parshas Emor. In Mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer, he brings the Sfartim Lechem Bayoivel, and he brings the Sofik. He says, V'lo yadati, is it a mitzvah? V'lo yadati, im loy mar, shehiyu bezden hagodl, chayoven lispor shonim v'shvuos b'roish, kol shono ulavorech aleihem kimoy b'sfiras ha'oimer oy loymar sheyizoru bezden b'minyan v'yikatshu shnas ha'chamisha. The Ramban brings what I said as a machlokes rishonim. The Ramban is mistapik. Maybe it's not a mitzvah, but on the tzad that it's a mitzvah, what's his lashon? Maybe it's a mitzvah to count at b'roish kol shono ulavorech aleihem kimoy b'sfiras ha'oimer. That is another rishon. Ramban and the Ravid both say by the mitzvah of Yovel, you count the beginning of the year like Sfiras Oyvel, which means, it doesn't say Tmimus, Frektim and Chaskim, Tmimus, you learn out from the other. Once it says Tmimus by one, it should be a Tmimus Dika Sfira. So Kanere, that's a bit you know, you learn, anytime there's a Sfira, it should be Tmimus Dika. So Amela, now the Kasha of the Netziv comes back to light, big time. So how come in Sfiras Oymer itself, by the Minyan Ashfuas, there's no Tmimus? You don't count it at the beginning of the week. It's a good Kasha. A very good Kasha. You hear the Kasha. By the Minyan HaYomim, you have to count Mitzvah Lemim, the Yomim, Mitzvah Lemim, the Shvua. By the Yomim, there's a Dinah Tmimus, the beginning of the night. Hana, by Shvua not. So, to go with Torah like that, it's Tziv, it doesn't, Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't say Tmimus there, etc., 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 maybe Zim. But it's not going to work. We have a Rambanan arriving that both say, by mitzvahs, the minyan is shmita v'yovel. You count the beginning of the year like by Sfiras Oymer, meaning you learn out from Sfiras Oymer, the din of Tmimim. Tmimim means a tmimistic accounting. So then how come by Sfiras Oymer we don't count from the beginning, the first day of Sfiras Oymer, second day of Pesach, we should say, Hayoim, Yoim Echad Bo'oymer, v'shvu Echad Bo'oymer? That's the question. Okay, good question. This is the bother, otherwise I'm not going to say answer. Perhaps the answer is as follows. The Ruud Rishonim, by Sfiras Oymer, you can't count before the day, places of Menachos. What about before the day? Say, the day before, Erev, before Shkia, you want to count. The coming day is going to be Yom Echad. You can't, you're not going to. You have to be in the day. You can't count if the day's not here. It's not just a counting Mibachot. It has to be Chal in the day that the day is Sofer. You have to be in the day. The day has to be here. That's not Mibachot. The day is not here. It's not Chal that it's counted. The day has to be counted. It has to be Chal that the day is counted. So if so, we can say a Sora like this. A day, the second the night starts, you're in that day. 1 second into the night, if the Tzitzak Echofim, you're in that day. Long day, but I'm in that day. What about a week? A week. A week is a period of 7 days. So like this. If the weeks of Sfiras Oymer would be from Matzah Shabbos to Shabbos, that's a week. As soon as Matzah Shabbos starts, you are in a new week. I hear that. But we don't, the weeks of by us, the Sfiras Oymer, is not like the Tzedukim. They start from Matzah Shabbos. Whenever Sfiras, the first day is Sfiras Oymer, it's Thursday. So you count 7 days, that's a week. From Thursday to the next Wednesday, it's a little bria of a week. So what's a week? What does it mean we're counting a week? A week is a compilation of 7 days. That's all it is. There's no such thing as a shavua. A day is a day. What's a week? When you have 7 days, now I have a compilation, that's a week. So, what I'm saying is like this. Sfiras Oymer, let's say the first one is Thursday night. What are you going to say? Thursday night, you're into Friday. You're in the day. Count the day. You want to say, we're in the first week? Where's the week? You're not in the week. You're not in a week. No heft of a week. What's a week? From Thursday to next Wednesday, so what's a Shavua? There's no such Bria. A Shavua is a compilation after you have 7 days. Therefore, when do I have the week? I mean, you know when? As soon as you hit the seventh day. When I hit the seventh day, 6 days passed, and now I have the week in front of me, you can count. So what I'm saying is as follows. L'yoylam, you learn out Tmimus, every counting has to be Tmimus. Every counting, the week's also. But you can't count it before it's here. You can't count it before it's here. L'moshel, on the last day, the seventh day, you have to count at night, not only mitzad the yomim, also mitzad the shavuos. It has to be Tmimim, as Tmimim as possible. If you didn't say it wouldn't be that way, but only mitzad the yomim. So what's with Shemitah v'Yovel? The answer is, they were talking about a year. A year is a period. A year is a certain cycle. Just like a day is a cycle of the sun, and in that day, so is a year. A year is a certain cycle with the sun, with the moon repeats itself. So as soon as the year starts, what's a year? A year is not a year is not a compilation of 365 days. That is incorrect. It's the opposite. It's something called the year, and it's broken down into chalakim. So as soon as you hit the first day of the year, you're in that year, so you can count it. Okay. A little bit the Indian of Tumas. The Ein Kana Mokum Laharaf Yosef. Boisai, we have at the beginning of Parashas Bahar. Famous Rashi. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor. Dabel b'nei Yisrael. What did Hashem say to Moshe Bahar Sinai? Ki savoyu el oretz, Asher ani noitzen lechem v'shov tzoha oretz. Mitzvah Shmita. Rashi brings from the Torah's Kohenim a famous kasha, Ma inyan Shmita etzel Har Sinai. What's the kasha? Rashi, v'aloi kol ha-mitzvahs nemu mi-sinai. Every mitzvah was said b'sinai. What's Shemitah miyuchot? Har Sinai, mitzvah Shemitah was said. I always try to say over this Rashi that the Oilam should just know Chumash Rashi. I used the Bocha once night Seder. Did you get Shir today? He said to me, Rebbe, I got everything. He said, Rebbe said something about Shemitah. Mine Shemitah, I don't have how Shemitah fit into Shir. I asked the Kasha, I said, my name is Shmita Eitz Lassina. I told him, you should buy yourself a t-shirt, and it says in big letters, I am an Am Oretz. I'm a big Am Oretz, not just a t-shirt. I had a big, big, big Am Oretz. So since then, I had to say over the Rashi. But Akapodim, it's not just easy Rashi, by the way. The Yiddish expression, the yeshivish expression, ma'in and shmita ha'etzel ha'sinai, is used as the pshat, two things that have seemingly nothing to do with each other. What's the connection? What does this have to do with that? Ma'inyan al derech the Rashi in Parshas Emor, when it says eila moyadei Hashem and it starts off with Shabbos. Rashi also says ma'inyan Shabbos etzel moyades. It means these are the moyades. It's not with Shabbos. With Shabbos. But over here it's not posher. What's really the kasha? The kasha is the two things have nothing to do with each other. That's the kasha. No, Rashi says the kasha. Ma'inun shmita etzel Har Sinai aloi kol ha-mitzvahs nemu mi-sinai. Every mitzvah was said mi-sinai. So the kasha is really, why is shmita specified? Why is it picked out that, oh, this was said by Har Sinai? That's the kasha. It's a little bit of an aura on the expression that we use from this Rashi. In the Re'eim here, he has a big arichos on this Lakuta. Like, what's the kasha? He says, the beginning of Rashi is mashma, two things that don't have a shaykhus. The next line of Rashi says, the kasha is, they do have a shaykhus. Every mitzvah says this in that. Just why pick Shmita? Okay, the Re'eim has a very long piece. Akapodim, what's the answer? Rashi brings the Torah's Koinim. We learn out something. Mashmita nemru kloloiseho protoiseho diktuteho misinai. Mitzvah shmita that was said by our Sinai wasn't just the klal. All the protodinim and the dukum was said by Sinai. Af kulon, all the mitzvahs kloloiseham diktoiseham misinai. Rashi's mayor. So be'etzem, there's a machloikis. It's a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmoel in Zvochim, Kufte Zvov, also I think in Chagiga. In a few places. Shitas Rabbi Akiva is all the mitzvahs with their klolim and protim were said b'sinai. Afterward, they were repeated in the oil moyed in the midbar and a third time in arvas moyed. Rabbi Shmuel is chaylik. Rabbi Shmuel says only the klolis meaning not klolim, but the klal, the general mitzvahs were said b'sinai. That's it. But all the protim were not said the Sinai, they were said in the Oyel Moed. Rashi gives a few examples. Like in Mishpatim, it says, when you make an Mizbech, there's a Vachta, Oyel Oisecho, Vishlomecho. If you hear Mishmo, that was it. the pratim about the mizbeach and the korbanos weren't even said by Arsinia, just in general, mizbeach, korbanos. But Rabbi Akiva's andush. Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvahs b'shleimusay, every single one, klal, pratim, dikduvim, were all said in Sina. How does Rabbi Akiva know that? From here, from Shmita. Because when we look at Parsha Shmita, in our Parsha, it's the klalim and all the pratim, and it wasn't repeatedly, it was everything was said b'sinai. So the way Rashi's learning is, the reason why the Torah says Shmita and it stresses Har Sinai is a binyan af. That just like Shmita, everything was said, yes, Sinai. So it's going the fear of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi is bringing the Torah's koyin, which is Shitas Rabbi Akiva. The Maimer HaMuzga. It's a topic that I would like to talk, but I'm not going to be Marek about it. Interesting, you find throughout Sefer Vayikra, there were kama halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not know. And not because of Shikra. The Moshe of the Megadev, the Mekalev, the Megadev. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was the Misa, didn't know which Misa. The Mekalev, Moshe did Rabbeinu. He didn't know which Misa was Meklal, if it's Chayiv Misa or not. The Din Yerusha by Benoit Slavcha. That means Din Yerusha was said, but what happens if there's no Ben? There were halachas throughout. So Bishleim on the Fir Rabbi Yishmael was good. The cloud was said to Sinai, but Pratim were not. Details were not. The Fir Rabbi Akiva, which Rashi was a good Akiva. How do you learn up all those parshas where there was a halacha d'iraisa, Pratim and Mitzvah, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? But it wasn't said to Sinai. It's a Shver Nekuda. It's a Shver Nekuda. It's a Maral Diskin. Ala Torah over here talks about it. Also the Chazanish. Okay, the Chazanish in Or HaChaim, Kuf Chof Dalet. He goes through the whole Seder of Matan Torah, the Yom before, the Yom after, the Mesiris HaMitzvahs, the whole Seder of events, how everything happened. And he talks about this in the Kuda also. How did this happen? But the general cloud, very close to each other, Maral Diskin, and is that even though everything was said to Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai, but Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him to tell the Bnei Yisrael. That was later. And Kol Zman, there wasn't a Tosefes Tzivui to give it over to Bnei Yisrael, it didn't have a Torah as Halacha L'maisa yet. I'm not going to go into that. But the part I want to mention is as follows. Always bothered me that Rashi brings down Rabbi Akiva. That means Lefi Rabbi Yishmoel, we're still left with the kasha, ma'in in shmita eitz la'asinei, it's never answered. I'm looking for this ha'ora. Rashi is a kasha. The Torah's got a ma'in in shmita eitz la'asinei. The fear of the Akiva, just like shmita, the fear of the Yishmoel, we have to find the teretz. Okay. I want to use this just to build what I wanted to talk about. I saw an answer, a fascinating thing. There's a mechilta at the end of Parshas Yisroel. Vayikra Moshe ba'oznei ha'om es divrei habris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made habris. And the mechilta is, what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu tell by Hasidim? What was the divrei habris? He didn't tell them over the whole Torah. There were select mitzvahs. Brings down different shittas there in the mechilta. And it says, Omer Rabbi Yishmoel, Dinei Shmita. And he brings our parasha, Shenemar, Vayidab Hashem Moshe Bar Sinai Mitzvah Shmita. So in other words, the fear of Yishmoel, you learn out from here that Mitzvah Shmita was said by Har Sinai, Klo Loisel, Dikduk Tel Protel, from Al A to Z. But it's not a binyan after the whole Torah. So what's the Torah specifying about Shmita was said by Har Sinai? Because it was only Shemitah. Select mitzvahs that were said specifically by Har Sinai, not the other one. The other one was Kolos. And reason being, it was necessary for the Krisas Bris. So, what I say as follows. That was just the background behind the Rashi. What we want to know is, number one is, the Chassam Sofer here goes B'derech HaJush. Okay, let's go with the Rashi. Shmita, the mitzvah Shmita is the binyan av for all mitzvahs. Okay, that's the halacha part. But there must be some special connection between Shmita and Har Sinai. Otherwise, why is Shemitah the one of the Taryag mitzvahs to be the Melamed? What stands out about mitzvah Shemitah by Kabbalah Satayim? And the Chassam Sofer goes B'derech HaJush in Kama Mahalchim. So I'm going to go up to Darkoi, not his Mahalchim, but that you can use Jush over here. That you can use Jush. And that's number one. Number two is, you see the same Nekuda from Rabbi Shmuel. In the Chilta we just put, Rabbi Shmuel said that when Hashem made a bris by Matan Torah, you have to be Mekabel Shemitah. There's a lot of mitzvahs we can think of to nail the bris. No, it was mitzvah Shemitah. What is it about mitzvah Shemitah that is so important for Matan Torah? That is the aura. Okay, but you have to be ready for the answer now. Why answer? What is the yisoid of mitzvah Shemitah? Before all that we show you, what is it about? What's the yisoid of it is to take away the koichi va'oitz miyotu, to realize we are not a bailam over here, number one, obviously. What happens when you leave the land and you don't plant it? So where do you get food from? What we're saying is, the Eibishter, it's your karka, you tell us not to plant, we won't have food, you take care of it. To me, that's habatov. If we want many, many mishayim, it brings a person to bitochen gemurah. But now that I have food in my house, where am I going to have food from? I can't work, I can't make money. So you have to call up your rich uncle to rely on him. Yeah? He also doesn't have. There's only one address. To be somech bitochen on the Eibishter. That is what Shemitah is about. Bitochen. That's why we have here in the middle of Parsha Shemitah. V'chisoymru manoichal bashon ha'ashvies. Heim lo, what are we going to eat? We didn't plant. V'tzivisi es b'chosi. As you do it, it says, it's the only place you'll find the kasha in the Torah. That's how my mother's uncle asks the question. He tells him it's a Zisha. Rebbe Elimelech brings it here for a Zisha. This Torah is machadish, tile tile halochas with one ois. And here, there's a kasha. And if you'll ask, here's the answer. What's the shakta say? If you'll ask azoi, I'll answer azoi. What do we need there? And if you'll ask? It's yes, b'chosim. Have you ever heard the kasha? What do you say? You don't have to be Hasidish to hear this discussion. What's this whole pasuk v'chisaymu? You want to have food? Eibishu say v'tzivis yes b'chosim. And if you're gonna ask, and you have no food, okay, let's see, v'tzivis. Famous question. So there's the Mahalach of the Sforno over here. But the Sforno says the pshat is if you wouldn't ask, there's a bigger bracha. The bracha is oichel kimo. You'll eat a little bit and you'll have a sphere. You won't have to work and pile the food and have just. It's a bracha be'echos. But the second you're mistapik, in apoteach b'shem ki mistapik, you lose that bracha. So the bracha goes down. So the Torah is setting up the level of bracha. V'chisaymu, if you're going to be mistapik, if you just rely on me, you'll be taken care of the best. But if not, you start asking the bracha. That's how it is. It's for a value like beyond my reading. But I think Reb Zusha says, Benusach Achir. Reb Zusha says, what does he say? He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this tzinoiris of Shefa, tzinoiris are like pipes. Everything is set up for you. Where your panos is going to come from, where your shidduch is going to come from, where everything. Let's rely on the Eishter. But if you start making sveikas, you clog the pipes get clogged. That's what happens. So the Abraham says like this, everything is set up. We clog the pipes. Don't worry. The Abraham is a plumber. I'll clean it out. So it's an extra haftocho that even if you clog up the pipes, vitsi visi. So like Azusha is saying, again, the kasha is, if you'll ask, vitsi visi. And if you don't ask, what's this kasha doing here? No. If you don't ask, it's all set up. You'll get the bracha stamped. But and even if you make big problems, everyone's going to see. You get up to Shemayim, he's going to see the plan that Hashem had for him, and how he messed it up, and how to make new roads and new ideas for him, because he messed it up with his own decisions, and taking his life into his own hands, not being b'teach b'Hashem. That's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, he's going to come up to David and says, this coup for my life, these 2 years with Gehenna, why do I have such a hard time? You don't see, this was the plan. Everything was supposed to go. If you knew this at the beginning, you push through, you would have found the Shidduch, come back to Eretz Yisrael, 5 months, 2 months, a few months later, everything's great. But listen, you started doing this, and you did no betochen, you took your life into your own hands, so it goes other ways. By Shemitah, if you clog the pipes, by Shemitah, there's a Vitzivitzias B'chos, not everything. Not everything. That's what's going to happen. It's a brako porim. Rabbi said the yisoid of mitzvah shmita is betochen. Now, Rabbi said, I want to tell you over a goyim. The goyim is more than one place. One of them, I don't know how to be masbir, so I'm not going to. I don't know how to be masbir. There's a famous goyim in Mishlei. That the Goyin says, the Goyin in Mishlei Perikov Beis, Pasuk Yutes, Liois Bashem Iftachacho, Iker Nesinas HaToyron Yisroel, Hu Kidei Sheyesimu Bitchoinam Bashem. The Iker Kavona of Nesinas HaToyron is Kidei to bring Klal Yisroel L'midas HaBetochen. I'm not going to say pshat in the Goyim because I don't understand it. I don't know pshat. In the Mishnah of Aaron, he has more than one piece. And the different mahalchim to explain this. Common denominator between the pieces is it doesn't mean kipshita. Does not mean. But you see from the Goyim that there is a strong connection between midas habetochen and Torah. The Goyim, the second one, the Goyim in Evan Shleima Perikimum. Perikim talks about betochen, and these are his words. Iker hakol hu habitochen, umishu mechusar bitochen, ein teirosay miskayim biyod. You cannot, the Torah cannot be miskayim biyod without midas habitochen. Am I being mechadu something, Rabbi Yisrael? Anyone ever heard that before? There's a lot of things that Ma'akiv Kinyon Torah, a lot. You come up with something. The Goyin says, someone who is lacking bitochim, ain't Torah, you cannot have a kiyim in Torah, be matzliach in Torah without midas bitochim. Very, very strong statement. Another reason to work on the Choyvet Halvav, Shar Bitochim. A lot of times I see Bochum learning Shar Bitochim. Yes, why did you pick this? Gotta work on my bitochen. Usually it was the thinking of when they go to work, or shiduchim, or other things in life. But never, ever did someone say, I need more hatzloch in my learning. I need more hatzloch in my learning. I'm working on shiduchim. The Goyin says that the less bitochen, the less hatzloch in learning. That's what the Goyin says. Now, by the Shein and Mokor, it's already in Rishonim. Rabbeinu B'chai, at the beginning of Parshas B'shalach, he talks about V'loy nochom elikim derech Eretz Pelishtim. Hashem didn't take them straight 3 days to Eretz Yisrael. It was a sivov in the Midbar for 40 years. For a long time. Before Mount Torah, afterward, what was that about? We'll redo the Lashon of Rabbeinu B'chai over there. Rabbeinu B'chai says, he brings one mahalach from Rabbeinu Chananel, mahalach from this. He says like this, Vida, you should know, Ki kol inyoni Yisroel u'mikrehem ba'midbor. Everything that happened, hakol hoya nisoyen gomor. Kidei sheyigdilu nafshom hasichlis b'madregas ha'betoch. Every single nisoyen in the midbor was to bring Klal Yisroel up to midas ha'betochem, shehu shoyresh ha'emunah, Kidei Shegiyu Ru'uyim Lekabel HaTorah. All this was just another Nisayin, another Nisayin, another Nisayin. We just rely on the Eibishter already, and then we got it. That's when you pass the course. As soon as you're ready to 100% Falozochay the Eibishter, you're ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. Ulesibazu, Korah Lehemes HaYam, when they were in the middle of it. What happens? They come out of the Yam, they come tomorrow, the Mayim is Mesukim. Chozru v'nimruru, they were bitter. Alideya eitz, chozru l'misichusam. And he goes through. Then there was the mud, the var yom b'yomi. They never had any food put away for tomorrow. L'man anasenu, refidim. Everything was just to be koina midas ha-betochen kidei sheyiu roi l'kabola satayim. So, the boy said, why is it mitzvah shmita? That's miyuchad or asina. Because this is the mitzvah that brings betochen, olam ha-betochen. And without betochen, you cannot have Torah. Why is that, the boy said? Why is it that without mitzvah ha-betochen, a person can't, the Torah will not be miskayim the other? Let him learn. Be a big lambda. The answer is that you can't. The voice said, why is that? So, if a person is kimestapek in the Sidur Agro, Ishe Yisrael, anyone have it? Take the test, and you'll win it. Take the test on Friday, because when I give out a present, it's also this. This is one of my presents. Take the test and get it. In Ava Rabo, over here, the Pirush, he says, if a person is kimistapik, he's going in Ava Rabo. Some unbelievable... I was going to ask you, bring me a raya. Bring me a raya that betochen is what gives a person hatzloch in Torah. From davening. No? Birchas Kriyashma. Ava Rabba Avtonu. Shem Alekeinu. Chem Lekeinu. Chem Lekeinu. Chem Lekeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Bavur Avri Seinu. Shebot Chug Vecho. Therefore, Vatalamde. Chukei Chayim. Black on white. Why was I called Vatalamdim Chuke Chayim? Kain Techomenu Usalamdeinu. Why should we be Zaycha to Torah? Avur Avi Seinu Shebot Chubacho. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives if you boitech, if you rely on it. And in the Siach Yitzchak, he says, Iker Masha Kosha Laodom Lakabal Chuke Hashem Yizborach. Vasher Loi Nizbarer Venez Amez Beliboy. Asher Rak Hashem Yizborach Yodea Livchor Esatoif. If you are not 100% convinced that only Hashem knows what's toif for you, you will never be mekabelit b'leim sholot. It's always, okay, I know, I believe, I'm supposed to believe that this is the best, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But if you don't, if you believe it 100%, you will be koinit and be matzliach in it 100%. And after that trip in the Midbar, Bavur Avisenu Shabbat Kibachon. Person has betochen and he relies on the Eibishter in Ganzen, then you're there. That is what you need to be mekabel. What does it mean to rely? I want to just advise one more thing. It's a Rashi. First of all, we brought Bavur Avisenu Shabbat Kibacho. My Rashi in Shabbos. My Rashi, it's not my Rashi, but I like it, so I was coining it. What was the Yisoid of Nasa the Nishma? What was the Maila? Malach Yashar Nasa. The Klal Yisrael said Nasa before the Nishma. What was the Maila? What was the Maila of saying? What was that Madrega? What was it? What was the Maila? You're able to say Nasa, but you don't even know what I want. And he said, you'll do it? Whoa. What does that show? Can you do something for me? He said, I'll do it before I told you what I wanted to do. He said, yes. That was the Maila. What's the point? What's the Nakuta? that you're an Eved Gomor, you're Meshubut, no if, ands, and buts, you're just going to do it. You're just going to do it. Sometimes I ask a Bocher, I said, I need a favor. Bocher says, what is it? I said, don't say what is it. Say, yes, I will do it. How can I not say, yes, I will do it? I said, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. I give them Musa. Say yes. Just say yes, I will do it. Why won't you say yes? Because you don't know if you can do it. I would listen to this Rashi. This is something very, very important. Rashi, the famous Gemara, Rava and the Tzeduki. The Tzeduki saw Rava sitting on its thumbs and they were bleeding. He was learning. Maskir v'soicher. And the Tzeduki says to him, look, he said, Masav Nishma, look, 2,000 years, you still don't have Pshat. You're still breaking your head on me. Odev, Maskir v'soicher. He says, I'm a Paziza. That the Kodmu, your mouth is before your ears. You said Nasa Mishma before you know. So Rava answered him, Tumas Anand Sagir Bishle Musa, Tumas Yishon Tanchet. We have a Mahalachat Tmimus. Says Rashi. His Halachnu Imoy, we went with Hashem Bitoim Lev. We went with it. You know why we said Tmimus? Tmimus. Kiderech Ha'oisim Me'avo. The Samachnu Olov, we relied on him. Eberste said, you want this? The reason we said Nasa is because I know the Eberste. He's not going to ask us to do something that we can't do. We're 1,000% sure. What he's asking us is for our good and Bizikha Kadun. So why do we have to hear? The reason why you wanted to hear the job before, you're afraid maybe I'm not going to be able to do it. Which means you think the person asking you might ask you to do something you can't do. That's a lack of trust. It means you really trust the other person. Someone who you fully trust and you know he likes you and he cares about you, he's interested in your good, you would not be choshi. She's going to ask you something you can't do. That's the point. The mind of the Nasa and Nishma was Samachnu Olov. Nasa and Nishma is not, yes, we will. Yes, we will, no matter what. It's not, yes, we will. It's, yes, we can. Yes, we can, no matter what. That's betochen. That's betochen. And that, Bavur Abiseinu Shebotchu Becho. Davening. Where were they b'teach in Hashem? Bavur Abiseinu Shebotchu Becho. Where? So one pshat is, Lech Teich Acharei B'Midbor. All the Nisyonis of the Midbor was the Botchu Becho. But there's a second pshat that it means Nasa V'Nishma. One of them before she has Siddur. Bavur Abiseinu Shebotchu Becho means Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma, what's betochen? Yeah, Ayin Rashi Shabbos, Peichesem HaBeis. Peichesem HaBeis. Okay, good pshat and davening. Botchu Becho, they say Nasa V'Nishma, they don't ask questions. So, if a person wants, Rabbi say, this is new, that's why I'm being mayrich in it. The Goyin says, you cannot be koin a Torah without Midas HaBetochen. Midas HaBetochen means rely. What does it mean to, what's betochen? Emunah is emunah, to believe. What's betochen? Betochen means a reliance, rely on the Eibishter. To rely, you got it. Takes care of everything. We say, Lahagit ki yosher Hashem, tsuri v'loy avlosa boy. Hashem is yosher, and he's not evil. But how does that sound? Hashem is Yosha, and he's not, he doesn't ba'av. You know what Hashem, he's Yosha, he doesn't ba'av on me. A little bit funny. What's the chiddush? If he's Yosha, toy v'yosha, v'loy avlosa boy. Why should there be an avlo? So, what is it? Yeah, I'm telling a lot, pshatim adavani. My favorite, to help you out with davani. What's v'loy avlosa boy? He's tzadik, v'yosha, right? So pshat in the bloch, the Rav Yemeir, I think he has a sefer on in Yoni B'tochen based on the Shar B'tochen of the Chovis Alvavus, and he says a moir dikat deher. What does it mean? V'loy avlos avoy. Avla means when you betray someone, a betrayal. And he says an example like this: Let's say a person, he has an emergency flight and he needs someone to take him to the airport. And he sees a guy walking over, he says, do me a favor, I need a ride at 3 o'clock. Will you pick me up at 3 o'clock to be at the airport? Or the guy has to get up early, 7 o'clock, he has a doctor's appointment, emergency doctor, and he sees someone, says, please, do me a favor, wake me up at 7. The guy said, yeah, I'll take care of it. And he didn't come. He didn't pick him up at 3. He didn't wake him up. He didn't do it. So he let me down. He said, you're going to do it. That's bad. But what would be if that person that you asked, not stamma guy that you asked a favor, he's your best friend. He's your best friend that you do everything for him. And he does for you. And you ask him, you'll pick me up at 3, you'll pick me up at 7. And then he doesn't come. He says, that's an avla. That's the definition, the taitch of avla, because I totally relied on you. If it's someone else, I'm hoping you'll do it, but it's not 100% reliance. Okay, you let me down. But if I ask the best friend that always, I don't have to think, I don't have to think about anything else. I'm 100% relying on this guy, and he let me down. That's an avla. That's an avla. That's called an avla. I'm relying on you. He says, by the Eibishter, lo yavlosa means, if you rely, there won't be an avla. That's what it means. Lahagid ki yosher Hashem, you will not find an avla, not that Hashem's not evil means, if you totally rely, what's an avla? Rabbi said, I give an example of an avla. Someone tells you, fall back, backwards and I'll catch you. He's your friend, you got this guy. Look what he always says to me. And he doesn't. That's an avla. I totally relied on you. I fall back and tell you else. And I'm supposed to rely. I could rely on you. And you let me down. That's avla. So if you fall backwards to the Eibishter to catch you, there's no avla. That's the nekuda. I want to mention one thing on this nekuda. So I saw Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma was also a Moridik HaSefer, the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma, the Meir Simcha. If you want to see Chamisha Chum Shei Teira through Shas, if you have glasses with the whole Shas and you look at the Teira, well, imagine what, from that angle what it would look like. That's the Meshech Chochma. But not only Shas, but also the Choyves Halvavas. The way he saw things in Psukim is, I can never, always misspoke. In Parshas Ekev, I just want to read something over here. In Parshas Ekev, on the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro, Uboy Tidbok. Tvekas Boy Tidbok. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Uboy Tidbok is the mocker of mitzvahs betochen. Who would think of that? He has a whole page. Uboy Sidbak is the mocker of mitzvahs betochen. You want to see a nice piece about tveikos, about betochen? You look it up in Parshas Ekev. He says to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only shayich if you're not totally in anything else. I have to be soimech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of all my needs only, better than anyone else. Or you can't be dovik in the Eibishter. And his Loshon is like this. I just want to read a Meir Simcha. He says, there's different levels of betochen. Like a child is soimech on his father, he'll take care of me. And Isha bebaila. But that's not the strongest level. Because they're also worrying about themselves. But by the Eibishter, all these in the Onam are together. Hu Malkeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Yoshienu. He says, Hashem dovuk l'nivrov, l'hochim lohem tzorchom. And his Lashon is like this, whatever they're missing, umargish aleihem, yoise mimar shemargish ha'odom. That's amazing. Kodesh Bohu is margish in your pain, in your tzar, and what you need, yoiser Mima shemargish ha'odom. More than you. You hear that line? Kadosh Baruch Hu is margish aleihem yoiser mima shemargish ha'odom v'yodea kol mikrov matzpunov alilois b'nei adam im kein hu choyshesh l'toivosam yoiser mehem al atzma. Kadosh Baruch Hu is margish in what you need and choyshesh v'yotoiva a lot more than you. If we believe in that, that's it. That's all you need for betochen and for dveikas and a big, big arichas over here. You'll take a look. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I want to mention something from Parshas Bechukosai. That was an arichas on the Matan and Shemitah Etz Al Sinai, betochen, the goyim. Pini Parshas Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Telecha, Rashi brings the Torah's koinim, shetiyu, ameilim betoyu. Before we talk about where's the remez in amelus l'toyra in these words, b'chukoy say teilechu. Choyk, why is it called a choyk? Or Chaim, I think, talks about it over here. There's a few pshatim. 42 pshatim on this pasuk. The divartam bom gematria 42. Or Chaim's 42 pshatim on b'chukoy say teilechu. But in the Gurari, in the Maral, he says an interesting point on the Kuda, the hair. He says, where do you see Torah here from the Lashon Teilechu? Teilech means from one place to another place. You're moving. Mashmoisa Maral is all other aspects of mitzvahs, tefillah, you can grow, you can steig, but you're not moving. You're not in a new place than you were before. The only thing that does that is Amelus B'Torah, because you're learning an oimek and an iun, a new havana that you didn't have before. So what Maral is saying is, when you're in a certain level in the sugya, and you're omel to understand it deeper, it's not just, okay, I understand it better. The more deep an oimek and havana, you're in a new place that you weren't before. Not just you understand it better. In a whole different place, your whole different world. This is the Maral. Bikias, you won't have that. It's not, you're not a hoylech. You're learning. You're turning pages. You're learning a lot. You have to have ideas also. But the place where you are in Torah is the same. There's a lot of ideas. But in one sugya, I have a new oimek, a new havana. You're in a whole new place that someone else is not. You're not in the same ballgame. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin. There's a pasuk I saw a word once, ashamed to play Yeshua. I wasn't able to find it, but I saw it. Once upon a time, I saw it. The pasuk says, in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, it says, Yordei Hayom Ba'aniyos, people who go in boats in the Yam, Oise Melocha, the Mayim Rabin, Hemo Ro'u Maaseh Hashem, V'nifla Oysav B'metzulos. Mayim is Torah. He says like this, Yordei Hayam Ba'aniyos, V'oysa Melocha B'mayim Rabin, is referring to two different sailors. Yordei Hayam, they travel far in the boat. Oysa Melocha B'mayim Rabin is the ones that go under the water, like divers, deep. Two different types of people in the ocean. He says, the one who goes on the boats, Hemo ro'u maaseh Hashem. You go far, you'll see the maaseh. But the ones who go deep down is neflois in the tzuvim. You'll see neflois. Going straight, you won't have neflois. And he says, it's learning Torah like the same level, bekiyas, and then there's being. What happens? The person goes out to the ocean. You look far. No matter how far you go in a boat, you'll see a lot of zachen there, right? But it's the same water, same ocean. What happens? You put on some scuba there and you go down. You see a new world. And you go deeper. I never did it. It was scuba diving, but this is what I understand. I'm only saying I understand from the... But it's on the agenda. It's on my bucket list. It's a shame. You go down and like... a new world that you see that you could not even fathom that it existed when you're on top of the water. Not just more of going more water, more places. When you're going on the water, no matter what you find, you say, yeah, it's, I mean, this is, but it's, you see Maisei Hashem, but not Nefloyes. You start going down. Says the place, sure, that's what it is in Torah. Is the deeper is you'll see Nefloyes. Sitting on the same sugya, Nocha Deher, and Nocha Zach. That you'll be, okay, Rabbi, so that's a Nekuda of Nefloyes in Torah. I will end off with one more word for you. I didn't say Rachsan Sofer, did I? Is brachas, okay? Nasati gishmeichem beitom. You'll have food. What else? What else do you get? The geshem, the food, haoretz. Eitz asod eitim pirioi. Nasati shalom haoretz. The Hishbati Chayero Min Haoretz Tashmisu Chayero Redaftem Esoyvechem, your enemies, Panisi Aleichem. It goes on and on, about 10-11 Sukkim. What does it say at the end, after all this? Hisalachti Besoychechem. And then at the end, the Pasuk Yidgimel, it says, Vo'eshbor moitois ulchem, vo'oilech oischem koinemius. Vo'eshbor moitois ulchem, I will break the oak, the yoke upon you. Praktik san soifem. We have all the food, no enemies, everything is great. Which yoke exactly are you breaking? Which yoke? What's vo'eshbor moitois ulchem? Which yoke? There are Mephoshim that learn Ve'eshbor. It's from the past. I broke the beginning. But he learns no. He learns the other pshat, which means I will break. I will take the... Which yoke? You have no enemies, no shibudim, no chiyuvim, all the food you want. I mean, learn all day. Everything is great. Besides that, the Eshbor Moitei Zulcha, that's the Kashan of San Sofer. You know the answer? Chemia. Says the San Sofer, with all the brachas, not one worry in the world, there's still a yoke on you. What is it? It's easy to be a Yid, but it's easy to be a Yid. We have to Torah mitzvahs. It's easy to be a Yid. You have to get up in the morning. You have to come on Friday. I have a right that it's not easy to be a Yid. Go upstairs this morning. It's easy to be Omel and Torah, to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. First, learn Shulchan Aruch. The second you get up, then you go to sleep. How to put on your shoes and how to put on your pajamas. It's like, leave me alone. There you go. That's a yoke. That's an oil. There's a klal in the Gemara that mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnus. If you ask yourself bahano from Ruvain asks, I won't have any hano from Shimon. You're not allowed to receive hano, but you can borrow something for a mitzvah from him. Why? Why? Because mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnus. What does Rashi say in Rosh Hashanah? Mitzvahs were not given for Hanoah, Elo, the oil al Tzavarehem. Rashi. Of course there's an oil. Says the Heilige Chasam Sofer. That's the bracha. At the end, for Eshbor Moitais Ulchem means you'll have such a yishmak in all the mitzvahs, it won't be an oil. That's the biggest bracha. You'll have such a yishmak. Imagine if we just had such a... Imagine if we got hyper by learning the same way as by Remelech's Hadlokah on Lag BaOmer. It would be unbelievable. It would be unbelievable. Over there? Ois Kipoyot? The Vatel Zayn Alev Zeris? Imagine. says the Chassam Sofer, that's the bracha. That's the bracha. That's the bracha me'al kulam. We do daven for this sometimes, v'harikta. All I want to add on now, small thing, the Chassam Sofer. The Loshon HaPosuk is, the eshbor moitois ulchem. Kaich, what's a moit? It doesn't say I'll break the oil. I'll break the moit. You know what a moit is? Anyone? It's a peg. It's an oil. It's an oil. If you ever go to the cows, you go away to the yeshuvas, there's an ox, there's a yoke, and there's pegs that hold it on, because otherwise it will throw it off. Interesting, the Lashon HaPosuk is not to break the yoke. It's the eshbor moitois ulchem. And the reason is as follows. If you see an axe and someone took the pegs out and it still walks around, it didn't throw off the yoke. So you sent him to the hospital. It's crazy. Why is he keeping the yoke on him? Obviously, he loves it. He doesn't need pegs. He loves it. He loves the yoke. So the Pshat is, the Eibush is not saying, I'll take the yoke off, the oil. Mitzvah is an oil. Rashi says, lav lehonos. But the moita is that, like, hold it on, like when you feel that koivid, oi, I wish I didn't have to do this. No, there's not going to be any pegs. And you'll be so besimcha from the mitzvahs, you'll want it on. It's great. You don't need pegs. That's very good for some safe. So even though in Birchas HaMazon, what do you say in Birchas HaMazon? Arachamon? Uyishbor uleinu, le'altzav areinu, v'hu yoylichenu kumis le'atzeinu. It comes from this pasuk. Arachamon yishbor uleinu, there it doesn't say moitais. Because over there in Birchas HaMazon, the oil that is referring to is the oil of the goyim. There we don't just take off the oil. But it says Arachamon yishbor uleinu, we're referring to the oil of the sheep. So the Abish is going to break it big time. Big time break the oil, not just the moitis. This is a moiridic of oil. It's on safe oil. We should have a good Shabbos.